fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Let's do this. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh, my God. We love our listeners. Happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners. So thankful. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings on Wednesday evening, about 4:15 p.m. Eastern here on Wednesday. This show will air on Thursday. Start or sit for 8 AFC home games, not including the Thursday one.
AFC.
What did I say?
Not the Thursday games.
Not the Thursday games.
I have some breaking news on the Thursday game.
Okay. Dante Moncrief.
Steelers running back Carlos Williams has been suspended for the team's next 10 games violating the NFL policy program for substance abuse.
Oh, man. Come on, Carlos Williams.
That is what you call starting the podcast off on a positive note.
People are in a good mood right now because, you know, Wednesday evening, I just walked around the office.
Nobody's here.
There are some people here. The people that are here are in a good mood because they know they're about to be off for the next 4 days, except for you.
Yeah, I would already be home now if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
And
you're
it's so weird when you're here.
When I'm here?
Yes. Like,
well,
everything's different. Uh-huh. And I like your presence. Like, I like you.
I brought you presents.
I like being around you.
Oh, thank you.
But all of a sudden, the good equipment doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
And your
backup
computer
equipment
has all these viruses.
Spyware, yeah.
And so you bring me into this room, and it's like you brought New York with you. It's like 42 degrees.
Oh, yeah,
degrees
it's cold. And I thought that's why I said
room.
It to Jamie yesterday. It's freezing in this office. I think the people who control the temperature in the Fort Lauderdale office think that we work outside. It's like, well, we're in Florida, so we have to make it extremely
no,
cold.
No, it's not this temperature at my desk.
It's cold.
It's not this temperature at all at my desk. My desk is comfortable. This room that you have set up with this miniature piece of equipment that you love so much.
Yeah, simple.
And
why can't we go back to simpler times, simpler equipment?
Yes.
You know, I am looking forward to tomorrow. And you're going to work until about 1 o'clock. You're going to do the Fantasy Football Today show Thursday live to help people set their lineups.
Yep.
Everybody should watch it. And then you're going to go home, and you're going to eat what?
What will be
your favorite things?
Really, I may just put half of my plate will be turkey. Mm-hmm. And half of my plate will be mashed potatoes.
Oh, right.
And I will cover it all with gravy.
You know, I don't like really.
And then I will eat those two things, and then I will go back and do the same thing again.
Really?
Everything else is a waste.
I don't really like turkey.
You're going to waste?
Does that surprise you?
Not at all.
I'm a ham guy. Oh, he's coughing now. Ooh, wow.
You always tell me that I can just mute my mic when I do that.
Not on this
And
not
then
on this
I
one.
Point to you and say, please mute my mic, and you don't do it.
All right, so Heath and I decided we were going to have a little fun today since it is, you know, technically a holiday. So let's talk a little football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to tell you that I say this every year. I just want everybody to know my mother makes a corn souffle. It is absolutely incredible. I encourage everyone to make it.
Do you give them the recipe?
You're not coming in on Friday. I would have brought you some.
How are they going to make your mom's?
Google Azer corn souffle. See what happens.
Azer corn souffle. Okay. Now I would like to Google that.
Last time Denver played Kansas City, this is a Sunday night game. Do you remember what happened last time these two teams played?
No.
Peyton Manning was 5 for 20 for, I think, 35 yards, no touchdowns, and 4 interceptions.
I'm going to assume that was at Arrowhead.
Where was the game? I actually don't think so because they won that game. Remember the game where the week 2 game on a Thursday? I think it was week 2, week 3 when Jamaal Charles fumbled. And that was at Arrowhead, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I thought you were a Chiefs fan.
I am. I don't.
It was last year.
So?
How do you not remember that? I'm pretty sure this was a home game. Osweiler came in, rallied the troops, and they won.
Really?
Was it?
This was in, okay.
Second game, yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. So
Week 10, 2015.
We might get similar quarterback play in this one.
I'm not excited about this game at all.
For fantasy purposes?
For fantasy purposes, no.
For football purposes, I think it'll be good.
It'll be a nice end to the long weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. And Aqib Talib expected to play. Derek Wolfe expected to play. So that game will be a fairly easy one to preview. Now, this one is not an NFC home game, AFC home game. This is an NFC home game I want to talk about real quick because I want to get your take on it since you are by far, right now, as of Wednesday early evening, the high man on Matt Ryan. You have him fourth against the Cardinals. Dave and Jamie have him 10th and 11th, respectively. Discuss.
I don't think this Arizona defense is just going to come in and completely shut down Atlanta, especially at home. If this game was in Arizona, that I could see dropping him down to the borderline start range. But I'm not starting Ben Roethlisberger over him. I've got Roethlisberger right behind him, and there's nobody behind those guys that I would start over him. Now, I think there's a pretty good grouping of quarterbacks there with Ryan, Roethlisberger, Mariota, those guys.
But really, like Russell Wilson. You wouldn't start Russell Wilson over Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I don't think I would. He's got the – I know he has a good matchup against Tampa Bay. He also has the second longest road trip a quarterback can have.
Right, but he also did very well at the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's just interesting. Like, for example, we have this question here from Michael from the sweetest place on earth.
The sweetest place on earth would have to be Kansas City, Missouri.
Sure. Eli Manning against Cleveland or Matt Ryan against Arizona? And you're going to say Ryan.
I'm going to say Ryan.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a chance that the Giants throw one touchdown pass and all of a sudden they're up 21-0 because their defense has scored two
touchdowns.
That's
true. That,
and they just run the ball 54 times.
I think I gave this stat on the podcast. I'm not sure. The last time the Giants won a game by more than 7 points was November 8th, 2015. I haven't done it in over a year. All right, so that was your take on that. Now, earlier on the Wednesday show, on the actual Wednesday show that aired on Wednesday, I spoke to Jamie about Fantasy Week 15. Which I spoke to you about before the show even started this morning, right? So then I did a Twitter poll. Who would you rather start in Week 15, Drew Brees at Arizona or Tyrod Taylor against Cleveland?
I'm going to guess it was 58% Brees.
And you would go Brees, right?
Yes.
It was about 66%. Brees. Votes are still coming in, but yeah,
yes.
Brees is the winner. I agree. I also would. I think Taylor's had three games with multiple touchdown passes, something like that. It
now,
doesn't happen often.
If we get Sammy Watkins back this week,
yep,
and he looks healthy by week 15, that might change a little bit.
Now, on Tuesday, as we just keep going back in time here, I said the Greg Roman thing, which I'm still very embarrassed about.
That was probably one of the best parts of the podcast all week.
And then I talked about Andrew Luck on the Wednesday show going to Minnesota and having to play in the cold. And then I quickly realized it's in a dome. But I said...
So what are you going to say in this show?
Well, I don't know yet. That Azer Court Souffle is probably pretty stupid. But then I said... But he could get cold on the way from the parking lot to the stadium or whatever. And I got this email from Garrett. It says, Skull. He says, on today's podcast or Wednesday's podcast, Adam, you mentioned that Andrew Luck's hands might get cold when walking into the stadium. But actually, the new stadium has heated escalators that take people from the garage directly into the stadium with no exposure to the elements. I still think it's a bad matchup, but the weather is not an excuse. So I got that wrong, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we could just skip the game previews and do an Adam Got This Wrong segment.
That would be fun. That would be very fun.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get a lot of things wrong in the New England Jets game. Of all the AFC home games, I think that's the toughest one for me.
When everybody's healthy, it's difficult to know what's going to happen with the Patriots.
Right.
And it's a division game. And they're on the road. And I know it's not a long road trip, but still you're playing in their stadium. So yeah,
it's a pride game for them. I mean, they're terrible, but this is their Super Bowl.
You're starting Brady, obviously. You're starting Blunt, obviously. You're starting
That's
Edelman.
The thing. You are starting Blunt, obviously.
Right.
But if I don't own LeGarrette Blunt, unfortunately, even though you call them a sleeper preseason, I'm nervous about LeGarrette Blunt.
Yes, I agree.
And I know like Jamie isn't, you know, and I get that. He's done great against Seattle, and understandable. But if he doesn't score, I don't think he's going to have a good game.
That's a fact.
And check this out. The last three times Tom Brady has gone to the Jets at the Jets, two touchdowns combined in three games, and his high in yards was 231 yards.
That's back when Revis was good.
Different defense,
yes.
Different scenario, different everything.
I feel very uncomfortable with Blunt, but I don't know how I'd rank him outside of my top 15 running backs.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the other guys that it's guessing.
But it feels like running back is good this week.
There's a lot of different tiers for running back. Like, Blunt's in that, and I know he's the start of a week. I think he's in the Thomas Rawls tier.
Blunt's not the start of the week.
Rawls is, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Blunt's right in that tier with him and Fat Rob and Rashad Jennings and Todd Gurley against the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we'll get into that. Injuries, news, and notes for you here. And, you know, again, a lot's going to happen between the time we actually record this and air it, so please bear that in mind.
Not that much will happen, though, in terms of injuries, because nobody's going to practice tonight. Most people don't have to work this late on Thanksgiving.
Rob Gronkowski was limited in practice, but feeling like he's not going to play right now?
All reports are that he's not expected to play.
Right. Rex Ryan was non-committal on LeSean McCoy's return this week.
I think Tyrod Taylor said he looked like a full go.
Okay.
So
Sammy Watkins says that he, Sammy Watkins, is 100% healthy. But we don't know if he's going to play this week, and you're not starting him, right?
I'm leaning towards he's going to play, and I'm still not going to start him.
TJ Yeldon missed Wednesday's practice. That is a scenario I want to talk about more in depth. Buffalo run defense, since they got embarrassed by Jay Ajayi, been pretty good. Philadelphia running backs, got an update on them?
I don't have any expectations of Matthews or Sproles practicing. Sproles, I'm hoping, practices Friday.
Right, it is a Monday game.
I still think Sproles and Smallwood will be the guys.
Okay, just a couple of kind of weird ones here. Cincinnati running back Cedric Pierman, off IR, and could in theory be Rex Burkhead in a few weeks. What, this is so deep league stuff.
Right.
RG3 could be activated within the next 3 weeks. He's off IR.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler has not been ruled out for this week yet, apparently. I don't think we're expecting him, though. Marcus Peters returned to practice, and linebacker D Ford is only day-to-day with a hamstring injury. So Peters playing is good news, clearly. Ryan Khalil, the center for the Panthers, and Luke Kuechly, their linebacker, unlikely to play this week. And that makes Latavius Murray very interesting. And Brandon LaFell missed practice Wednesday. How about that?
Yeah.
I think there are some tough calls this week. I'm going to throw them out at you. Let's see how you feel. Tough call. I can see this guy going off. I thought it was going to happen last week. Martellus Bennett at the Jets.
Yeah, it's an incredibly tough call, and I've hedged just a little bit. I think I've got him 12th at the tight end position, which is kind of one of those you don't have to start him, but I'm still calling him a starting tight end. It's probably cheating just a little bit. I think I'm the lowest on him. I'd rather start Fedorowicz. I'd rather start Kelsey. I know Dave has dropped Kelsey down below him. I can't do that. You're exactly right. He could put up 100 yards and a touchdown this week, or he could score one fantasy point.
Yeah, we just have no idea. Spencer Ware at Denver on Sunday night. I think you and I are kind of in the same, like, same boat. We've been waiting for the Broncos' run defense to show up, mm-hmm. and it just has not happened. They will get Wolf back, and that should help, but you know, he's played most of the year. They're coming off a bye, and I don't know. You know, the thing is, Ware just hasn't been that very good lately. He's been around 70 rushing yards per game most of the year. Only two games more than two catches, so I'm not sure you can rely on that. But the last four running backs to face the Broncos all averaged 4.8 yards per carry or better. Lamar Miller, Melvin Gordon, Latavius Murray, and Mark Ingram. So, start or sit Spencer Ware.
I think Ware is, like, we got an email from somebody that had five receivers and didn't know which three to start, and they were so angry with us because this week our rankings are so much farther apart than they are most weeks. And like Spencer Ware, Jamie's got him 15th, Dave's got him 21st, I've got him 18th. And the more I think about it, the more I think I need to move him down just a little bit towards where Dave does.
Really?
I think Ware is a number two running back in that if you don't have two better options, you can start him, but not a must-start number two. I've got him ahead of Riddick and Gore in standard right now, and I think he needs to be behind both of those.
You put him behind. Well, Riddick, I'm going to try not to talk about the Thursday games.
Right.
Gore, too, is also a Thursday game.
Latavius. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Latavius, Booker, and Ware kind of all belong in the same running back two borderline sit conversation.
I would like to see the Chiefs do what the Raiders did and two tight end it, extra offensive linemen if they have to, and run the hell out of the football and just don't throw against the Broncos.
They might as well.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like if they're going to be successful, how could they possibly win this game without Ware doing well, unless it's just an ugly 14-10 kind of game?
I am afraid it's going to be an ugly 14-10 kind of game.
Could be. You think they win?
I don't think they win. I think they'll win at Arrowhead and they'll lose in Denver.
Okay. Tough call this week. Cam Newton at Oakland.
Another guy, much like Martellus Bennett, that I took from must start last week to borderline starter this week. I don't know that there's that much difference between Cam Newton and Colin Kaepernick this week.
Cam Newton has two games this season with multiple touchdown passes. As a rusher, That's pathetic. Two games. As a rusher, his last five games, he has rushed for 1 yard, 43 yards. I should do that different voice inflection. 1 yard, 43 yards, 16 yards, 54 yards, and 7 yards.
The only thing I would say is I do not believe that the Oakland Raiders are very good defensively.
No, that's why it's a tough call.
I'm not probably going to the waiver wire to pick somebody else up to start over Cam. I guess is what I would say.
Tannehill or Kaepernick.
No. If he's my starting quarterback, I'm probably starting him, unless I was one of those situations where I had Cam and Mariota or something like that.
But you're starting Manning? It's nice to be able to say Manning now and not have to
explain just know who it is.
Which one.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
How do you not start Eli Manning over Cam?
I will start Eli Manning over Cam.
All right. I think Latavius Murray is a tough call. We talked about that because I just don't know what that run defense is going to be like without Luke Kuechly. I did mention this, I think, on Tuesday, that they played three games without Kuechly last year and did a pretty good job for two of them. Against the Buccaneers, Doug Martin had a 100-yard game and did well. But it was Houston and New Orleans. Couldn't run the ball against the Kuechly-less Panthers.
Yeah, I talked about those three running backs that I'd struggle with. I'd rank them Ware, Murray, Booker.
Okay. All right. And Matt Forte. Matt Forte against New England is a tough call. You know, you've been all over this. Game flow is a huge thing with Forte. He's had, I think, 20 carries in three of his last four games, but in all three of those games, they were either winning or it was that loss to the Rams, which was a three-point game.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what to do about Forte. The New England's run defense actually been pretty solid. And actually, it wouldn't be surprised me if Powell does better because they're so bad, the Patriots, against pass-catching running backs, and that's usually Powell's role.
Well, pretty much, in PPR at least, every game they've lost by two scores, which is four games, Powell was better than Forte in all four of those games.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise
me. So that would not surprise me. I've got Forte just outside of my top 24 behind all the running backs we just talked about.
The thing with Forte is that I think he's actually looked pretty good lately.
He looked good
against the Dolphins, and he looked good against the Rams.
He's got to have
the
volume.
Ball well.
He's got to have volume. I don't see how he gets it in this game.
All right, so borderline starts there.
I'd prefer to sit him.
Okay. Three you like and three you don't like. We just go right to the games. Would that be better? You want to do Thanksgiving sides? Three you like and three you don't like?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
I like mashed potatoes and mashed potatoes and mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I dislike green bean casserole.
I was about to. Wow, that's a like for me.
Green bean casserole is disgusting.
Love it.
I dislike cranberry anything.
Agreed. Yeah.
And.
Stuffing? I'm not really a big stuffing guy. It's fine.
No, stuffing's probably, like, because anything that you can reasonably put next to your mashed potatoes and just continue the flow of gravy onto it.
I don't dislike it.
Yeah, just soak it in gravy and it's good.
Gravy I would have to put in the don't like category. That's not I don't like it. It's just I feel like I have a thing with meat and sauce. If it needs sauce, it's not good enough meat.
I put the sauce on the potatoes.
All right, that's more understandable. But, like, turkey, if you have to smother the turkey with gravy, this is my issue with lobster, off subject here. I don't think lobster is very good. Yeah. Can you eat lobster without the butter sauce?
I have maybe had lobster once in my entire
life. It's kind of a weird thing. I feel like the lobster people have tricked us into thinking that it's this fine food, that it's incredible. It's really not.
Any place I go where I may get lobster, I'd probably just get steak.
Yeah, the steak. But you can surf and turf it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big lobster guy. I'm not a big seafood guy, but I love crab. Crab is delicious.
If lobster, I get seafood, I pretty much always get mahi.
Never had it.
Yeah.
That's too fishy for me. All right. I like green bean casserole. I like sweet potatoes with the marshmallows.
That's number three on the dislike.
And I like the corn souffle, obviously.
Yes.
I don't like any. Yeah, cranberry, you're right. I put stuffing on. I don't know that I can name three sides I don't like. The sides are tremendous.
Yeah. Just a regular salad.
Oh, God,
that's
no.
Ridiculous.
We don't even do that.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that. We don't do alcohol. We don't do salad.
You don't do alcohol?
Nah. No, we have no alcohol on Thanksgiving. Who are you having Thanksgiving with?
Oh, my parents and my grandma are both in town.
Sweet.
They flew down here.
That's
so
awesome.
Yes, it will be. She's 94.
Whoa, all right.
So it will be a rockin' Thanksgiving. I will have beer.
Yeah, okay. Will she?
She will not.
Okay, all right. Oh, man, I can't wait. And you didn't hear the good news. I actually feel like kind of a pansy. My toe is not broken.
Well, no joke. Like, if you had a broken toe, I have little doubt that you wouldn't even make it on the plane.
No,
you would have
been
like,
toe is not a big
still
deal, really.
Laying on your floor. For most people, it's not, but for you, it would have been.
Oh yeah, no, it's not broken, so that means I'm playing tomorrow or today, rather Thursday.
Yeah,
let's go to the games and start with San Francisco at Miami. San Francisco has gone cross country twice this season.
Uh-huh.
This is the third time. That's not right. They lost 46-27 at Carolina and 45-16 at Buffalo. So they gave up 45 points both times they went across the country. Don't know that's going to happen, but which quarterback do you like better in this game?
I'll go with Kaepernick for a couple of different reasons. Obviously, the rushing production is the most obvious one. It helps the floor out a lot. But I think the other thing that makes Tannehill's floor questionable is the idea that Jay Ajayi could just run the ball 30 times for 250 yards and they don't have to throw it.
Yeah.
Kaepernick's going to be behind and have the game script on his side. He's going to have to throw the ball in the fourth quarter.
The last we heard, Tunsil was expected to play.
Yeah.
Not sure about Albert.
I don't know that they need their starting offensive line to run against the 49ers.
I hope not. I feel like the 49ers have been a little better lately. Like I know obviously they did better against Johnson. They did very well against David Johnson somehow. And then against Blunt, he had over 100 yards. I think a lot of it was late. And that could easily happen
right. With
Ajayi. And I'm also not sure about that, so I apologize. This is a good stat if you want to start Kaepernick, which I will be starting him over, obviously, Andrew Luck. Mobile quarterbacks. There have only been two that have faced the Dolphins. Mariota had 60 yards and a touchdown rushing, and Tyrod Taylor had 35 yards and a touchdown rushing. So that hopefully bodes well. You feel good about Hyde this week?
I feel good about him in a number two running back, must start number two running back since. I said it last week, I don't feel like the Dolphins' defense is necessarily this world beater. And Carlos Hyde, they threw him the ball a little bit more last week, which is a positive. So, yeah, I think Hyde's pretty as close to a must start as there is.
Would you start any Niners wide receivers?
Oh, boy. Maybe in a 24-team league, we got one of those.
Okay.
But the one pass catcher that I would start would be Vance McDonald. I think he's a good streaming tight end option.
Okay, yeah, last 3 weeks for McDonald, he's had 6 targets in each game. 3 catches, 84 yards and a touchdown, 4 catches for 50, and 3 catches for 46 yards and a touchdown. So the worst he's done is 5 points standard in 9 PPR, which isn't great, but, it's actually not that bad for a tight end.
And Miami's defense against tight ends is that's probably their biggest weakness.
Yeah, and they really haven't faced great ones, and they still give up fantasy
they
points.
They seem to just completely forget that the tight end is even eligible to catch a pass and let him run across the field wide open.
So let's go to the Dolphins. You'd start Tannehill, obviously like Kaepernick better, but would you start Tannehill over Carson Palmer?
I've got those two back-to-back in my rankings. I've gone back and forth on it. I'm going to say that I'd rather start Palmer.
Rivers or Tannehill?
Tannehill.
Really? What is it that you guys don't like about you? It's just the Texans?
Yes.
All right. Tannehill's...
he's frustrating.
Yeah. I've talked about it that I have the one league where I picked up both Kaepernick and Tannehill.
Uh-huh.
I will start Kaepernick. I'd be surprised. It's only Wednesday night and I could change my mind, but I'd be surprised. And also, like we said with this game, if Albert or Pouncey play and Tunsil plays, that's worse for Tannehill.
Yeah, I think so for sure.
Right? Which Dolphins wide receiver do you like better?
I like Parker slightly better, but I think I like both of them less than Dave and Jamie do. And that's just because it's been 2 weeks, and they've jumped him up to the 20 range in their receiver rankings. And I've moved him up a little bit to where he's a top 30 wide receiver for me, but I don't think he's a must-start number two. I see him still as more of a number
Parker.
Three. Yes.
See, part of it's got to be the matchup, though, because it is a great matchup.
It is a great matchup if they throw the ball.
Yeah. But I think, you know what? I think I'd start him over Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah. Benjamin's one of the guys that I'm the highest on, so I'd have to disagree with you there.
Well, let me give you the crap Kelvin Benjamin stat that's going to make you...
change my mind? Am I going to move my rankings right now?
Let me tell you, the last 5 wide receivers, number ones to face Oakland.
I'm going to call this a crap stat right now.
Why?
Because David Amerson's the guy that generally covers the number one.
Mm-hmm.
And he got absolutely roasted last week. DeAndre Hopkins had a touchdown that they just missed the call on the field. And then Braxton Miller beat him.
But I don't know that he's going to shadow Kelvin Benjamin.
He's not going to shadow him, but Benjamin will beat him. Go ahead.
Jeremy Maclin, 4 points. Allen Robinson, 0 points. Mike Evans, 7 points. Demaryius Thomas, 5 points. Hopkins, 5 points. But you're right. He should have had a 60-yard touchdown. Although I thought you said he was out of bounds. Oh, Dave said he was out of bounds.
Dave said he was out of bounds.
I don't think he was out of bounds.
No, he was not.
Yeah. Kelvin's had good matchups before, and he just...
He's not gotten into the end zone. He's got one game in his last six where he hasn't got to 70 yards. So the fact that he didn't score a touchdown has really made him look bad.
Yeah, they're not throwing touchdowns, though. And no Khalil really hurts, because that pass rush is going to get after Cam.
Well, does it really hurt, or does it mean they can't run the ball and they have to throw it a bunch more?
Possibly both. They could be bad. When they lost him last week against the Saints, that was bad.
I don't think the Raiders' front is good enough to disrupt Cam Newton that much.
All right, Khalil Mack certainly is. By the way, you and I were arguing about who their best player is. I still think it's Carr. You said it's Cooper. Could be Khalil Mack.
It could be Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
But I want to emphasize the last six games for Benjamin. 5 for 70, 8 for 86, 2 for 73, 5 for 76, 7 for 84, and then 3 for 56. Those are all good games if he gets a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, if. But again, two games this year for Cam with multiple touchdown passes. And I just keep thinking, oh, well, it's going to happen, right? It's going to happen. So that's...
He's going Calvin Johnson.
Okay, good.
Thanksgiving week in memory of 2015, Kelvin Benjamin, all the regression in one game.
That game could be a shootout. I mean, that's got a lot of potential.
I agree.
Just step it up. All right, I think we pretty much got this game here because I guess you don't like Jarvis Landry that much.
I don't really.
All right. And the Dolphins DST is 10th for Jamie, 9th for Dave, 9th for Heath. Four of their last 5 weeks, good performances. I think you can be fairly confident starting them. I think your DST rankings are a little whack.
Mine?
Yeah. Like, you cannot have the Bills number one.
Why not?
Because the Broncos exist.
Okay. The problem, and this will make me look stupid this week probably, but the problem with starting defenses against the Chiefs, yeah, they might not score any points, but you think Alex Smith's going to turn the ball over?
He might.
4 foot pass?
Spencer Ware will put it on the ground.
Spencer, possibly. I don't think the Chiefs are a very good opponent for opposing defenses. And you've got the numbers right there. You can tell me how opposing DSTs have done against the Chiefs this year.
Oh, I will do just that.
I'm sure you will.
Tough guy.
I'm sure you will.
They are the Chiefs. What do you think?
I'm going to guess 19th.
They are 7th best, the Chiefs.
Okay, so 23rd overall. Worst.
25th.
25th.
Yeah.
Even better.
Or 6th, actually. 26th. 32,
sure.
31, 30, 29, 28, 26, yeah. 26. Okay.
You can't start defenses against the Chiefs.
Kansas City at Denver. And I would start the Seahawks over the Bills.
The Seahawks are an interesting one.
Actually, without Earl Thomas, without Deshaun Schiff.
I think the Seahawks have a good chance to have a big play against Jameis, but Tampa's going to score some points.
Maybe, yeah. All right, Kansas City at Denver. So we talked about Spencer Ware. Which running back do you like better in this game, Ware or Murray?
Murray? I like Ware better than Booker. Murray is not playing in this game.
I have Latavius Murray in my notes as a running back that did well against Denver.
Yes.
I saw his name.
He did.
And I said his name. So you like Ware better than Booker.
I like Ware better than Booker. I also like Ware better than Murray, but I like Murray better than Booker.
Ware, Murray, Booker.
Yes.
Okay. I think you already said that.
I did.
Travis Kelce is interesting. Two games against Denver last year, two bad games.
Yep.
458 is not terrible. 5 for 36 is pretty bad. Dave has him 14th. You have him 7th, and Jamie's right in the middle at 10th. That's in standard. In PPR, it's a little closer. 9th, 11th, and 7th for Jamie, Dave, and Heath. Travis Kelce is the number 4 tight end in fantasy.
He's going to finish right around number 6 or number 7 with about 70 catches, 850 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
The Broncos have allowed the 5th fewest fantasy points to tight ends.
Okay.
But they haven't faced very good ones. The ones they have faced that are good, 7 for 73 for Olsen in week 1, and then they faced the Chargers twice, and both games they struggled. So there's a case to be made for Kelce. I kind of feel like I would gamble on Martellus Bennett over Kelce.
I think that one depends on what, and I know you hate this. You hate
how you're doing
so much
after Thursday.
What do I need on Sunday?
Well, the Patriots Jets game is at 4 o'clock.
I think so. So I really have a good idea.
That's fine. Like actually, I'm kind of okay with that at that point because the Chiefs game is at 8:30.
Martellus has more upside than Kelce. Kelsey's much safer, I think.
Yeah, apparently. Devontae Booker, okay, low end number 2 running back.
Absolutely.
And really, you pointed out that good stat that whoever you say, you can give the name again, that tracks how teams do against running backs compared to how those running backs usually do.
Right.
And the Chiefs are good in that regard.
And I tweeted it out again this week. It's at Fantasy Process.
Okay.
And he sends that out every single week. Yeah, the Chiefs have been good against running backs.
And you guys have not ranked Capri Bibbs, so don't worry about him. Denver wide receivers. I'm more or less done with Emmanuel Sanders. Like, I think he and Willie Snead. Remember I was talking about you can drop Willie Snead?
Yeah.
You don't have to, but I think Willie Snead is overrated. And I think Emmanuel Sanders is overrated, too. And he has 3 touchdowns. They came in 2 games. They were in weeks 3 and 4. So I imagine you don't have much interest in starting Emmanuel Sanders this week.
I think you're probably starting Emmanuel Sanders this week.
Why?
Well, I don't really chase points or touchdowns as much as I chase targets, and he's getting targets.
All right, so this is where I would disagree a little with you. First of all, I feel like the targets have been down lately. No?
Or 8, maybe 10, 11, and 9 is last 4 games.
Okay, the catches have been down, though. That's what it is.
Yes.
They just don't throw. They don't throw touchdowns. They don't have a good passing offense. They don't have a good offense.
They don't have
a
good passing offense.
That's why I can buy the low touchdown production. Like if it's Snead who hasn't scored in a while, then maybe I could say, all right, the targets are there, the catches there, whatever. He'll get in the end zone. I don't really feel that way about Emmanuel Sanders, and I'm tired of being burned with a 6-7 point game. And I don't own any Emmanuel Sanders, but he is a number 3 receiver to me. That to me.
Yeah. I've got him as a low-end number 2. I guess you would rather start Tyrell Williams at Houston over him?
Yeah, I think I would. I know it's not an easy matchup.
Or Randall Cobb.
I would start Devontae Parker over him.
Julian Edelman in standard?
Absolutely. Edelman's getting going here.
Yeah. Maybe if Gronk's out, I'd say yes to Edelman. Definitely if Gronk's out.
Why not? What's wrong with Edelman? He's two games in a row with a touchdown, right? Oh, did he have 99? But this is the thing. Tom Brady's going to throw more touchdowns than Trevor Siemian.
Yes, I do, but I also know that Julian Edelman's never been a touchdown guy.
All right, fine, but he's still the yards the last 2 games for Edelman are what? He had 99? And then what do you do?
77.
Yeah, so I don't think you're getting that from Sanders. You think the Chiefs are good.
I think the Chiefs are pretty good, yes.
Sanders hasn't justified being a start, a must start, certainly.
I understand. You could have said the same thing about Julian Edelman before he scored a touchdown last week.
Yeah, right.
He had 1 touchdown all year.
He's been good since the bye, and I think that's important because he had been kind of banged up.
Okay.
I think they're different. I think Edelman, it's because of the offense. If you want to put Emmanuel Sanders on the Patriots, I'm going to start
him. Oh, if you put Emmanuel Sanders on the Patriots, he's a top 10 wide receiver.
I'm starting him. Right, exactly. All right, so Demaryius Thomas, on the other hand, I am absolutely starting. And you are too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do some running backs versus Sanders. Booker or Sanders?
Booker.
All right, so if Booker's a borderline running back, then...
In PPR, I'd go Sanders.
All right, in PPR, would you go... In standard, would you go Jonathan Stewart or Sanders?
I like Jonathan Stewart more than most anybody else does.
Okay.
Because, again, I don't think the Raiders' defense is very good.
Yeah, but no Khalil, no center, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that game. Jacksonville at Buffalo. By the way, Denver DST is top 4. Chiefs DST is 5th for Heath, 11th for Jamie, 3rd for Dave. Jacksonville at Buffalo. What do you think about Bortles? If you're a Luck owner, I mean, well, it's a little late for that now. What do you think about Bortles this week?
I think there's probably a lot better options. But if the Carson Palmer owner didn't drop him, and if somebody already picked up Kaepernick, and somebody already picked up Tannehill, and somebody already, then possibly. He's going to be awful for 3 quarters, and you're going to hate yourself for starting him, and then he'll probably score some points at the end.
How do you put Tyrod Taylor in with Kaepernick and Tannehill?
Behind those guys.
Yeah?
Until he gets Sammy Watkins back, I think he's behind those guys. Now, he's better than Tannehill most weeks. It's just this particular week, Tannehill has such a good matchup.
Yeah, and Jacksonville allows the 5th fewest passing yards per game in the NFL and the 7th fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. Good quarterbacks against Jacksonville. Rodgers and Rivers had big games in weeks 1 and 2, but they did that throwing 220 or fewer yards. Luck had 21 fantasy points. Carr had 14. Mariota 23 on a Thursday. Stafford 11. So it's been a bit of a mixed bag, but mostly good stuff. But Taylor isn't in that group.
So, I've got Tannehill, Bortles, and Tyrod Taylor back-to-back-to-back in my rankings. I would start them all over Winston and Stafford.
obviously, if McCoy plays, he's been matchup proof. You start him. If it, McCoy doesn't play, would you start Mike Gillisley over all those running backs, the Ware, Murray, Booker group?
No. I would put him behind those guys.
You know why I think I like, why I would like him? Is Jacksonville sees the fourth most rush attempts in the NFL.
Right.
So I think there's an opportunity for a late lead and for 15 to 20 carries.
I guess the question I have is, are we sure Buffalo is good enough to have a late lead, build a late lead over Jacksonville? Is it just because of the Bortles turnovers?
I think it'll, you know what, I feel like Jacksonville gets in these like low scoring games for a while.
Right.
And then somehow the final score ends up being high scoring.
Because they have a pick six and then they
play garbage time. Right, right. But they don't have a bad defense.
No,
they give up
a
lot of points, but they don't have a bad defense.
I agree.
So I think this is like a close game that Jacksonville was trailing by about a touchdown for most of the game, and then who the hell knows what's going to happen in the fourth quarter. But yeah, I think there's plenty of chance. You know what? He's probably not going to play. I mean, he's probably going to play McCoy, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's the most likely.
So Chris and I will update it on Friday if there's anything to be updated there. Any Bills wide receivers?
I have no Bills wide receivers. I'd rather play Marquise Lee over all of them. I think this could be a Marquise Lee week.
Are you big on Allen Robinson this week?
Yeah, I would say I'm about where I've been on Allen Robinson.
Why do you like Marquise Lee?
I think he'll get matched up with Darby quite a bit. Darby's giving up like 9.2 yards per target.
Whoa.
Marquise Lee has been the most efficient Jacksonville wide receiver. Pete Prisco says he's the best Jacksonville wide receiver. And I don't buy that.
Dude, I love Marquise Lee.
I know you do.
I know you do.
But it's garbage time. He'll get some garbage time. I like him more than like, I think he's surpassed Thomas and Hearns in the offense. So he's the number two behind.
Yeah, we're not starting Thomas, right?
No.
What about Marquise Lee or Emmanuel Sanders?
Sanders.
Okay.
I've got Lee behind the Parker. He's more in like the Eli Rogers range.
Then Eli Rogers. I know it's Thursday, but it's a late game, right? Or is that the 4 o'clock?
That's the late game. Okay. And I'd say Rogers like one spot ahead of Lee, I believe.
Okay. Carolina at Oakland. I believe we're done with that Buffalo game. Buffalo DST is number one for Heath, number eight for Dave and Jamie. Jacksonville has allowed three defensive touchdowns in their last two games. Carolina's at Oakland. So Cam Newton behind Eli Manning, ahead of Colin Kaepernick, borderline top 12 kind of guy.
If you have him, you're probably starting him.
Jonathan Stewart. All right. So you think they're going to be able to run the ball? Oakland has been better against the run lately, but that's coming from a pretty bad place. Still a little vulnerable. We saw it with Lamar Miller. So you're cool with Stewart. I always get a little nervous about Stewart just because he never catches any passes and his carries have been a little lower lately.
Right.
He's not getting 20 every week. So where do you have Stewart?
Right around 15.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather start him than Spencer Ware.
I think I'd rather start Latavius Murray. I know Carolina's run defense has been great, but
I think without Kuechly, Carolina's run defense is still better. And Stewart's going to get almost all of the running back touches in Carolina, and Murray's not.
You have Stewart one spot ahead of Devontae Freeman in standard. I imagine not in PPR.
I am.
Oh, no, you do. I'm sorry. You have him one spot ahead in PPR.
I don't know that Devontae Freeman's going to catch any passes this week, or very many.
And you have him.
Arizona does not give up pass-catching production to running backs, period.
That's going to be an interesting game.
They're the best in the league at it.
Kind of an upset feeling in that game.
Arizona wins?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay, so Stewart, you like quite a bit. Calvin Benjamin, you also like. It seems like you're fairly bullish on Carolina.
I think this could turn into a shootout.
All right. Benjamin, eight straight weeks with single-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues, six straight without a touchdown. Heat's already made the case. I've already made the case against Calvin Benjamin. You decide out there. Greg Olsen, three of his last four games have been putrid. Three or fewer fantasy points. No more than 52 yards in any of those games. One touchdown. And those last four games are Olsen's four lowest yardage games of the season. So obviously, he's a top four tight end in both formats. He's number one for Heath. Derek Carr. All right, you have Carr 13th. Dave has him 10th. Jamie has Carr 11th. I put in the notes. I even wrote it out. Balderdash.
Okay.
How can you do that to good old Derek Carr?
So you 13th? You like him better than Prescott and Cousins?
No.
Better than Eli?
Yes.
Really?
I just think that I think that Derek Carr, I think more highly of him.
So better than Cam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So you would have him like 10th?
Yeah. That's okay. The thing. I was getting like really outraged about it that I saw all the quarterbacks that were ahead of him, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. Right. I think I would start Carr over Matt Ryan, though. I have to do a little more digging on that game. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Right.
But that's my... I'd start him over Fitzpatrick, if that makes...
Yes. I don't have Fitzpatrick in my top 24, okay. So I would agree with you. I would start him over Palmer and Rivers and Tannehill and Bortles and Taylor. Lots of more quarterbacks I would start him over.
There are no buys this week, so that means there's probably more than 12 quarterbacks that you like. There are probably more than 24 running backs that you'd be comfortable with. So that makes sense. So Carr is, between 10th and 13th. Latavius Murray, I think we've spoken enough about him.
Dave loves him.
Oh, yeah, he does. He has Latavius top 12. And you and Jamie have Latavius around 20th. I think he's, last week was a little unfortunate because they just barely had the ball. But even then, he didn't run that well. And they gave it to Olawale at the goal line, which was annoying. It's a wild card. Just got to see what Carolina's defense looks like without Kuechly. All right, Cooper, obviously, we're starting. Right. Crabtree is more interesting because Dave loves Latavius Murray, hates Crabtree. He's got him 28th. You and Jamie are around 15th with Crabtree.
I feel less comfortable ranking Michael Crabtree than maybe any player.
Really?
Because
his last five games he's been either dreadful or great.
He's kind of like Martellus Bennett.
Yeah.
Good call. And it kind of seems like what type of effort is Carolina going to make to shut down Amari Cooper will determine his targets.
Crabtree or Gurley?
Gurley. I'm the highest on Gurley.
With Crabtree, if you feel like good about someone, should you just play that guy over Crabtree? Sometimes you get a player where it's like, okay, I'm going to start everybody that I feel good about and anybody I feel iffy about, I'm going to go with Crabtree. I'm going to go with Martellus Bennett,
Sure.
Does that make sense?
I'd much rather start Crabtree than Martellus Bennett, though.
Yeah, but for example, Moncrief. I started Crabtree over Moncrief.
Yes.
I would start Crabtree over Hilton.
I would not. It's close. It's close.
Okay. Would you start PPR, LeGarrette Blount, or Michael Crabtree?
Crabtree.
Okay. I think that's a gutsy call right there.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't say it was good. I said it was gutsy. Patriots and Jets. Tom Brady is number one for David Jamie, number two for Heath. The running backs here, people are going to have a hard time getting away from LeGarrette Blount. I get that. What about Lewis and White?
I have kind of taken the stance that I don't really want to start White until I see him do something. But if the only two running backs on my team were Deion Lewis and James White, I would start Lewis over White.
Lewis.
Yes.
So I think you said you don't want to start.
I don't want to start either one of them.
All right.
But if I have only those two, I'm choosing Lewis. I'd start Martellus Bennett over both of them.
Okay. So a lot of running backs over both of them. All right. Let's wide receivers.
Uh huh. I think we're getting the bounce back from Brandon Marshall.
Let's go to the Patriots first. Malcolm Mitchell, any interest?
He's a boom or bust play, but I don't have. He hasn't made my top 48.
Do you not consider Edelman a must start?
If there's a chance you could have two receivers, I think you could have drafted two receivers that you would start over him, but I've got him borderline top 24, and most leagues have a flex, so he's a must start.
Would you start Mike Evans or Edelman?
Oh, Mike Evans for sure.
All right. Just Shermanator.
Yes.
Would you start Michael Thomas or
Thomas.
Or Edelman? All right. Would you start Kelvin Benjamin or Edelman?
Benjamin. Edelman and PPR.
Okay. Brandon Marshall? Really?
I think it's the bounce back for Brandon Marshall. Ryan Fitzpatrick's just going to drop back and throw it to him over and over and over again. It may be garbage time, but eventually he's going to get production this week.
All right. New England has been good against wide receivers. Doug Baldwin had the 3 touchdowns. That was the rare big game from a wide receiver.
Larry Fitzgerald had a big game against him, I think, earlier in the year.
First week one.
It was week one.
Yeah. But he didn't get covered by Malcolm Butler.
Right.
Michael Floyd did, because Floyd's their best receiver.
He was back then.
As we know, Quincy Enunwa is a sit, right?
Yeah, he's a sit. I could see starting him in a deep league as a number 3 wide receiver. I don't think he's awful because the one place where they have been exploited is the slot, and I'd expect a new one to play.
That's true. So Forte or Edelman?
Edelman.
It'd be too gutsy to start Powell over Forte.
Yeah, I don't have the guts to rank it that way, but I am the highest on Powell and the lowest on Forte, so I feel like that's basically the same
thing. San Diego at Houston. We got 3 games left here. And good quarterbacks this year against Houston as we look at Phillip Rivers. Mariota scored 8 fantasy points in week 4. Andrew Luck scored 25 fantasy points, but he had 7 carries, 53 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Stafford 15, Bortles 21, Carr 27. So on paper, it's 3 out of 5 have scored 21 or more. One of them was Luck with the rushing touchdown. Bortles was garbage time, right, against Houston?
Yeah.
And
it's Bortles.
Carr carved them up, but not until late. Rivers is tricky to me.
I think that 21 range is a good guess, but that's probably QB 12 to 15 this week.
But you have Kaepernick over Rivers, right?
I do. I'd rather start Captain Rivers.
Anyone else that we haven't talked about over Rivers?
No, just guys we've talked about. Eli.
Oh, you have Palmer over Rivers. Yeah.
I think Palmer has a good game.
Okay. Melvin Gordon, top 5. Doesn't it feel like it's been a month since the Chargers have played?
Yes.
Melvin Gordon's played? God, the bye week. So much
happens.
Well,
it's because we used to talk about Melvin Gordon every single day on the podcast, and we just didn't talk about him for a week, and it seemed like a long time.
One thing I forgot to look up was Tyrell Williams' production with Travis Benjamin, like healthy, not just playing, but healthy.
Right.
And Benjamin's going to play this week, it seems. So
he's a borderline number 2.
Tyrell, just because of the matchup.
Well,
Tyrell Williams you're talking about, not Benjamin. Not,
I don't know if it's just because of the matchup. Like, I don't feel like he elevated himself to must start.
But you remember a few weeks ago I said he could outperform Demaryius Thomas and DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes.
Rest of season.
Right.
Now I feel like he's definitely going to outperform DeAndre.
I understand that.
You don't feel that way?
I think it's probably going to be pretty close. I have him ranked ahead of DeAndre this week, for sure.
All right. And you're not starting Inman or Benjamin?
No. Benjamin's okay. In that Anunua range where you could, in a deep league, you could start him as number 3.
Gates or Kelsey?
Kelsey. I'm the lowest on Gates.
You are the lowest on Gates.
Houston's still good against tight ends, right?
Yeah. They've allowed
the
fourth fewest.
Gates is still like 47 years old, right?
Yeah.
And Benjamin's healthy?
Now, lately, yeah, Benjamin's healthy. That's a good point. Lately, they've been a little worse against tight ends. But, you know, a lot of teams, they're great against tight ends because they haven't played good tight ends. Houston has held Kelsey, Martellus Bennett, without Gronk, I think. Unless Gronk, that was the game he
played.
Which
Martellus Bennett's actually
played.
Better when Gronk plays.
I guess.
But
Delanie Walker and Kyle Rudolph to like Bupkis.
Right.
But lately, Ebron, Julius Thomas, they scored 7, 8 fantasy points respectively. So, I don't know, maybe some cracks there. But even Walford was kind of involved on Monday night. Okay, Gates is like top 8 for Dave and Jamie and 12th for Heath. So you'd start Fedorowicz over Gates?
I'll start Fedorowicz over Gates, yes.
Bennett over Gates? Or is that?
In PPR, I'd start Gates over him.
Will Tye or Hunter Henry?
Will Tye, for sure.
Oh, okay. And we go to the Texans. We're starting Lamar Miller. Must start, right?
Must start.
Okay, CJ Fedorowicz is...
He's a start.
8th, 13th, and 10th in standard for Jamie, Dave, and Heath, and 6th, 18th, and 11th in PPR. So, yeah, you can... Now, San Diego is a good example. 8th fewest fantasy points to tight ends, but they haven't really played good ones, and the ones that have been good have done fine.
Yeah.
And DeAndre Hopkins, starter sit.
How many receivers do you start?
2 and a flex.
2 and a flex? He's extremely borderline. I think I have him as my 30th receiver this week, so that would put him right on the borderline, probably starting in that sort
of. If you have to start him, I'll make you feel better, and I'll say San Diego has been bad against wide receivers.
I do feel better, thank you.
Yeah, good, good. I'm starting him. I start like 5 wide receivers in the league that I'm starting him in.
Right.
But I am starting DeAndre Hopkins. San Diego DST is 6th for Dave, but Jamie and Heath, not fans, and you can sit the Texans. Cincinnati is at Baltimore. Is there any Bengal that you feel good about this week, including Eifert?
I don't dislike Eifert quite as much as the other guys do. Like, I don't feel great about him.
Fedorowicz or Eifert?
I think I'd rather start Eifert. Like, I don't know that I expect Cincinnati to get shut out.
No, the Ravens give up the 2nd fewest fantasy points to tight ends, for what that's worth.
Yeah,
He's got to get the ball a lot. He's got to get the ball a ton. And yeah. The Ravens have not faced good tight ends. Let's see. They faced Jordan Reed. They held him to 5 fantasy points. That's really the only thing worth even talking about. Julius Thomas, 1 fantasy point. So they haven't given up a touchdown to tight ends yet.
Yeah. I probably need to lower Eifert a little bit in my rankings. I think he's one that snuck through the cracks when I was setting rankings this week.
All right. Right but now you have him fifth.
That's
but
too
so,
high.
But so does Dave. Jamie has Eifert 12th.
I am going to settle on Eifert at 8th.
All right. Okay. Ertz or Eifert?
That was the decision I just had to make. You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't, but Ertz, it Ertz when Eifert, the
Name
Tuesday
gonna,
classic.
I'm going to start Eifert over Ertz.
All right. Gates or Eifert?
Eifert for sure.
And LaFell or Boyd, assuming they both play?
I'm going with LaFell.
LaFell or Hopkins?
Hopkins for sure.
Oh, so you don't like LaFell?
No, I don't like LaFell or Boyd.
Jeremy Hill, start or sit?
He is an extremely borderline number two running back.
Latavius Murray or Jeremy Hill?
Latavius Murray.
Matt Forte or Jeremy Hill?
That is so tough.
Deion Lewis or Jeremy Hill, by the way?
Oh, Jeremy Hill for sure.
All right, so Forte or Hill? Let's go back to that.
I'll say Forte because I've got him one spot higher in my rankings.
Tyrell Williams or Hill?
Tyrell. Call him.
Call him up. All right. Yeah, Ravens, obviously, we know. Very, very good run defense here. Anybody for the Ravens? How do you feel about Steve? Well, break down the Ravens. Who do you like?
I have got a sneaky suspicion this is the week that Kenneth Dixon has more production than Terrence West. I think both running backs could be decent. I expect the Ravens to have the lead, to run the ball 25-plus times, and that's going to mean I'm expecting a 60-40 split. So maybe that means 14 carries for West and 11 for Dixon with three or four catches for Dixon. I think they're both number three running backs. I could see starting either one of them as a flex.
I don't think people are going to want to start Mike Wallace. But
I don't think you should start Mike Wallace at all. I think Steve Smith is also a flex that I'd rather start over the two running backs.
You're not that confident in him?
I'm just going to say the name. He's been a huge bust after what he did at the start of the year. Okay, Dennis Pitta is second in the league in catches at tight end.
Really?
He has zero touchdowns, and he's second in the league in catches. The Cincinnati Bengals are the third worst defense
against tight ends. Terrible. And it's bad tight ends, too.
Right.
I've talked about this a lot. It's Gronkowski and Reed have big games. Other than that, it's like John Phillips, Xavier Grimble, Jesse James, Jarrell Adams. I think there might have been one other scrub who caught a touchdown.
Right,
but there's no chance I'm going there. Not after what Pitta did against Cleveland.
I know,
no chance.
I know you're not, but
I take Will Tye over him.
He is like right on pace to tie the record for the most catches ever without a touchdown.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That's a great stat. It's a great stat. Why aren't you like gung ho about Steve Smith with the way he's been playing lately?
I don't know. It's kind of the same way I feel about the Miami receivers. I don't know that there's a huge amount of passing volume there.
All right.
So, like, I like Steve Smith, and I wouldn't want anyone to ever tell him that I said something bad about him. But I just don't know if the volume's going
to
be there.
All right, so let's go to our last game, and then we'll read the emails and tweets to end it here. Steve Smith, Sterling Shepard, Terrell Pryor, rank them.
Pryor, Smith, Shepard.
You didn't go Shepard Smith there?
No.
For the old...
I had Shepard pie yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, delicious.
So we have I'm not going to say his name just in case he doesn't want me to, but we have a thread going around the office.
Okay.
A Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving thread,
yeah.
Right? That our boss sent and everybody's replying to. Not me, though. I replied directly to him.
Exactly. That's what I'm... Now, that's kind of funny, though, because you are Mr. Reply All on tweets, but this one email that the entire office is replying all to, you just sent a special message.
One of the people who replied said... Pumpkin pie is greater than apple pie.
Right.
I was irate.
That's true one day of the year, on Thanksgiving.
I thought you were going to say Halloween.
No, on Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie is better than apple pie.
Pumpkin pie is gross. I zero interest in pumpkin pie.
I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm sorry that you were hurt.
The amount of foods that I find gross, you would just be appalled. And it's like my taste in movies and music. Just so many weird things that I could not stand. All right. Is Beckham going to go off 150 in a touchdown? That's a lofty goal right there.
I think the most likely answer to that is yes.
Right?
I will set the over-under at 18 standard points and 25 PPR points.
It's weird. It's like we haven't gotten a huge game against the Browns lately because Antonio Brown was affected by the weather. Steve Smith had 60 and a touchdown. Dez Bryant was awful.
Can we talk about what a disappointment Odell Beckham has been?
Yeah, he has been. He really has.
Because he's had like one great week and three really good weeks.
But he hasn't been a bust. He hasn't been a bust.
Not yet.
He's been like a second-round
pick. If his performance over the last 3 to 4 weeks continues, he's going to be a bust.
I'm having a hard time figuring out why. I think it's because nobody respects their run game, and their safeties are playing way off the line of scrimmage, and they're limiting his deep balls.
If I was the head coach of the New York Football Giants, mm-hmm. I would think this is an excellent opportunity to pacify Odell Beckham. And I would just...
They're winning. I think he's fine.
I would let him get 200 yards in this game, and then because we're probably going to go another 3 or 4 games where he gets 50, I would pacify him here.
All right, so we like Eli Manning. I think we've talked about Eli Manning sort of organically, but Eli over Cam. Dave and Jamie have Eli over Matt Ryan. In fact, Dave loves Eli. He's got him fourth.
Yes.
It's a little risky because Manning hasn't been very good on the road this year. He's been better at home. But yeah, look, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine starting him. And Rashad Jennings, let's put him back in the. Let's go back to the Latavius Murray, Devontae Booker, Spencer Ware group.
He's not in that category.
He's ahead of it.
He's way ahead of it.
All right.
He's really good.
Don't say that. He
is a lot better than Paul Perkins.
No, yeah, he's not.
Clearly,
he's certainly not going to be.
He's going to be this week.
He's better in pass protection, we know that.
Yeah, he knows what pass protection is, so that was a bonus in his favor.
Jennings or Forte?
Forte's behind that group you just asked about. And Jennings
or...
You need to be asking, like, Jennings...
Jennings or Stewart?
I've got Jennings 2 spots ahead of him.
Jennings or Ingram?
Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not want to start Mark Ingram under any circumstances.
Why?
It's not a good matchup. Fine. Drew Brees is at home.
Jennings or Gurley?
Gurley.
All right, fine.
I've got Rashad Jennings 13th.
Anybody you like on the Browns? Just Pryor? I don't really like Pryor that much. Janoris Jenkins has been a baller.
I don't love Pryor. I wouldn't call him a must start. But he's in that borderline number two definite flex range. You know whose turn it is to play again?
Who?
It's Gary Barnage.
Why?
Josh McCown's back.
I don't think that's what happened this year. Although it happened last week.
It happened last week. It got a touchdown pass.
Giants have struggled against tight ends. Yep. That is like I'm in a 16-team league, and oh my God, I got nothing. But I'd rather start with
a tie. In PPR, I've got Gary Barnage in my top 10 tight ends. It's going to happen this week.
That's a terrible call. It's going to happen this week. That is a dreadful call.
What if I'm right?
I will apologize.
Okay.
It was last Thanksgiving where you and I went at it on Calvin Johnson.
Yes.
And he had 8
touchdowns.
That's
the most replies I've ever gotten in one day.
Yeah. Okay, Tyre Barnage.
Barnage.
All right. Sound like I said Tyre there. Giants DST must start DST.
And I do want to say, like, that's the best thing about we have amazing listeners, and that's the best thing about them, is they love it when we get things right.
Yeah, they do.
And they tweet at us, and I love it.
Yeah.
And I get things wrong, and I get a little bit of joking and stuff, but I get plenty of things wrong. I don't get that many tweets about it.
Yeah, no, they're very supportive. Very supportive.
Good people.
I think, you know, I really think we've had a good year as a podcast. I really do. We've made some really, really good calls. I think our listeners are benefiting.
Yes.
And I always use myself as the barometer as I just follow the podcast advice. I sort of intentionally only use the podcast. Like, I know it's going to sound weird, but I try not to read that many of your stories or whatever. Because I read them, but I want to see if the podcast by itself...
Right.
Can guide people to fantasy glory, and I think we can.
I think the best combination is to read everything that I write and listen to the podcast.
No, the reading, look, it's interesting stuff, and I do read it. I love the column that you write about the cornerbacks. That's great. Dave's cheat sheet and Jamie's starter set, all that. But we cover all that on the podcast, but I think the podcast has been good this year. I feel good about it. So
you've done a great job.
No, we've done a good job. Emails and tweets to finish it off. This is from Diego. I just got offered Odell Beckham for Hopkins and Rawls. Which side would you rather have?
I will take Odell Beckham.
Adam Cole says Zeke for Baldwin and Rawls. I just lost AJ Green. Would you give up Zeke for Baldwin and Rawls in a PPR league?
I would not.
Yeah, it's funny because we're getting a lot. These are all Rawls emails. From McGovern, should I give up Rawls and Hyde to get DeMarco Murray?
I would like to have DeMarco Murray.
Okay, he also has Melvin Gordon there, but no depth after that. See, that's what scares me. When you give up Rawls and Hyde to get Murray as a really good trade, but now you only have two running backs on your team because he has Bilal Powell and Kristen Michael on his bench. So you better hope, and Murray's got a bye. So, you know, I'd like to have three running backs that I can rely on.
I know you would. That's a fantasy land.
No, I don't think so. It's not that unrealistic to have three running backs that you can rely on. Okay. From Jack. Dear Dan, Joe, and Dan.
Dan, Joe, and Dan.
Right. I don't know who they are. 12-team PPR league. One team who's 7-4 traded with his best friend who's 4-7. The 7-4 team would receive Elliott, Brady, and Reed. The 4-7 team would get McCoy, Wallace, and Carr. The other teams in the league were upset, so I vetoed it. Now they're trying to trade Elliott for McCoy straight up. Should I veto that trade?
Jack, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Jack, do you think that they are colluding to try to help the 7-4 team?
Yes, I do.
You gone.
Yeah, you veto the hell out of that.
No, they're out of the league.
Oh, out of the league?
Get your ass out of the league.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, Heath.
Yes, get out of the league.
Giving.
No, if this 4-7 team is trying to cheat to help the 7-4 team win the championship,
it's
I don't care if they're
point.
Best friends or not. You're out of the league.
There is zero justification for trading McCoy for Elliott. Zero. You cannot do that. Mike from Kalamazoo. Dear Sir, Senor, and Signore, how would you rank these three players rest of season in standard scoring? Lamar Miller, Tyrell Williams, Emmanuel Sanders.
We're going to argue over one of these. Lamar Miller is easily number one.
You are crazy. In a standard scoring league, you are freaking insane when you know how good that their schedule is, the Chargers' schedule. It's like Oakland and Tampa Bay.
Tyrell's a top 10 wide receiver the rest of the way.
It would not surprise me. But I'll tell you one thing. Emmanuel Sanders is not. He's not even close. So he's probably not even top 20. So I would take Tyrell Williams 1,000 out of 1,000 over
Lamar Miller.
No.
I just said Lamar Miller's number one, and you went off on me.
I know, because I knew you were going to argue with me about the receivers.
I didn't even say it.
But it was obvious.
I'll say Lamar, Tyrell, and Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay, there's no argument there. You were going to say Lamar, Sanders, Tyrell.
Yeah, I'd say Lamar, Sanders, Tyrell.
All right, let's see one more email here. Pat from Ohio. Fat Pat from Ohio. I want to give props to Steve Smith of Football Life. Should be a must-see for Dave. And I watched the movie The Edge of 17 last night with my daughter. It's pretty good. I, too, recommend it. And that's what I saw over the weekend. It was good. Who has the most potential to score a touchdown, or two, or three? Steve Smith, Devontae Booker, Brandon Marshall, or Mark Ingram? Steve Smith, Booker, Marshall, or Ingram? Most touchdown potential.
I would put Ingram last.
Okay. Smith? Smith is the one that kind of jumps out to me.
I feel like the other three are all so close, so I'm going to go with my gut.
Marshall?
I'm going to say Marshall.
All right.
That's my call of the week.
Last one here. This is from Tim in the Lou. Dear Bernie, Vinny, Jim, and Steve.
Those are quarterbacks.
Four.
They
all play for the same team.
Bernie, Vinny.
Jim and Steve.
Jim and Steve.
Miami Hurricanes.
Oh.
Cozar, Testaverde, Kelly, and Walsh.
Oh.
I need to start two of the following four in a PPR league. Landry, Parker, Tyrell, Garcon.
Two of four?
Yeah.
Tyrell and Parker.
Love it. And Tim in the Lou says, it's all about the U. And hell yeah, it is.
So he's from St. Louis, and he loves Miami University.
University of Miami. Yeah.
Miami University.
That's the one in Ohio.
Oh, not that one. He likes the one down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
Bernie,
from the Midwest,
Vinny, Jim, and
so
Steve.
From the Midwest, we talk about Miami. We're usually talking about the one up there.
Right. When we talk about Heisman Trophy quarterbacks and Super Bowl
from
quarterbacks.
40 years ago.
Yeah. They definitely think about Miami, Ohio, and their legacy there. Well, thanks for staying late with me, Heath. I appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy.
And thank you for coming in on Friday to do the podcast.
I'm not doing that. I'm going deep sea fishing.
Good for you. You deserve that.
Thank you.
You deserve that. That's it for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you have a great meal. We'll talk to you on Friday with the NFC home games.
Goodbye.